Finding True Love Online, the exciting adventure of searching for your special someone on the Internet. Introduction. We see it in the movies. We read about it in novels. We hear it from our friends and families. It could either be a fairy tale version complete with a happily ever after ending, or a tragedy costing countless days and nights of misery. What could be so powerful and gripping it could direct the course of so many lives? As Queen, the band, not the royalty, used to sing, that crazy little thing called love. A lot of us have had our fair share of ups and downs when it comes to relationships. However, even if we get hurt many times, we get back up, brush ourselves off, and get over the past to find new love. We willingly go through this roller coaster ride of emotional highs and lows, willing to feel the thrill of happiness and the agony of defeat. Although battle-scarred, we still look for someone who can help us heal, mend us, and make us realize that heartbreak is not the end of our lives. Why? The euphoric sensation a person feels when he or she is in a blooming and working relationship is incomparable. This is why a person becomes more inspired, more in tune, and is in rhythm with the rest of his or her world. Everything just seems to click in place. People write their most moving poems and stories when they're in love. Musicians make the best chart-busting songs when they're inspired by Cupid's arrow. Who hasn't felt like they could conquer the world for the one they love? Since time immemorial, man has tried to define what true love is. Many explanations, discussions, and debates have been made, but none have truly embraced its full essence. Maybe none is really needed. A person just knows when it is the real thing. All that matters is that you have someone who you can love and someone who will also truly love you back. Now, some people will go to great lengths to find their one true love. And there are others who just sit back and wait. There are those who have been lucky enough to have someone look for them, but there are also those who have to wait a long time to be found. This can be quite frustrating for them. The long wait makes them feel unwanted and undesirable. They experience depression and loneliness. They are wary of allowing anyone to get to know them after so many rejections, real or imagined, due to their inaction. Lastly, there are also those who have been rejected frequently and are almost ready to give up the effort of finding a mate. Rejection can make a big dent in a person's ego, especially if they feel that they're not that good-looking. People tend to size up a person by the way they look. Usually, physical attraction plays a big part in determining which person they would like to go out with. This is why it is so hard for most people to confidently ask someone out. Physical attractiveness is also a major factor in shyness, which can cause shy people to have a fear of rejection as well. Robin, a 17-year-old high school girl from Las Vegas, had severe bouts with acne throughout her teenage life. She used to be a bubbly kid in grade school and was very popular with her peers. However, when her acne problem started, she lost all her enthusiasm for life. She doesn't want to go to school anymore. She feels that her classmates ridicule her acne-riddled face, and no boy would ever ask her out. Most of the girls in her class are now going out, and the fact that nobody has asked her yet has increased her shyness. Robin doesn't go to school dances and refuses to join extracurricular activities. Her severe acne problem hounds her throughout her high school life. She went to a couple of dermatologists to cure her skin, and she also went to a psychologist to work out her shyness at her parents' insistence. How many Robins are out there today feeling the same low self-esteem and depression? How many feel like they're missing a part of their lives because of their issues? Many teens and young adults have problems with self-esteem, and a good number of them have carried this all through their life. This is a major drawback to finding true love, as they tend to shy away from people. Dating. The first step to determine if a person is someone you could spend the rest of your life with is through dating. Through this process, you get to know the person. You have the chance to see them for who they really are. The dating couple uses the opportunity of being together to gauge whether they are fit for each other and see if they can be mates. This is a process, though, that doesn't come easily for everybody. Asking someone out on a date takes a lot of courage already. While some find it easy, there are those who need a lot of prodding and a lot of time before they can gather the courage to simply go up to a person and ask them for a date. The advent of technology, making dating easier. Science and technology have come up with many innovative ways for people to communicate. The Internet, for one, has made communicating across the globe faster, easier, and cheaper. All you need is to have a computer and an Internet connection. You can now send digitized letters through electronic mail or call other people using VOIP, Voice over Internet Protocol. You can also chat with them no matter where they are in the world through messenger systems like Yahoo and MSN. The possibilities are limitless and they are growing each day. It's a lot easier to connect to people now than ever before. There are more opportunities to meet other people and to actually connect with them. However, most people remain as shy as ever. Sometimes they have no idea where to go at all. That's why many sites have come up with matchmaking services to allow people to meet up with others and size them up and eventually ask them out on a date without having to personally meet. This gives people a venue to meet, much like a park or singles bar, only online. This also makes the blow from a rejection less painful. Online dating has grown by leaps and bounds in the past few years and has had its fair share of success stories. Finding true love online is definitely possible.